artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. I sure hope along the way you will, before this video is done, subscribe and share this video, share the link of this video with others that you think might need it. But today I want to talk about this warning, caution, call attention to this idea, this concept of don't stop short of finding your true self. So many people stop short of finding who they really are, their true, true self. We would call knowing our why or our purpose or the meaning in life. Beyond the stuff, the things, the accomplishments, what is your life for? What is it for? What's it all about? Augustine, hundreds of years ago, in his Confessions, said this: "You have made us," and he's talking about the Lord, "you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in you," or until it rests in you. My observation is that many, if not most people, stop short of finding their true self. There is a restlessness within them, because they have not yet really found their true self. Colossians 2:10 says, "And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." You are complete in him. Many years ago, singer, artist, songwriter Plum wrote a song. And by the way, this song is also previewed in that movie, Bruce Almighty. And a couple of the stanzas of this song, the lyrics of it, it's called The God-Shaped Hole. It says, "Does the world seem gray and empty longing? Does the world seem gray with empty longing, wearing every shade of cynical? And do you ever feel that there is something missing? There's a God-shaped hole in all of us, and the restless soul is searching. There's a God-shaped hole in all of us, and it's a void only he can fill." When God comes into our lives through Jesus Christ, the pieces fit together. We find meaning. We find purpose. We find our true self. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this, that he," that is God, "who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." The true self of you is the completed self of you in Christ Jesus. So how do you get there? How do you get to finding this true self in Christ? Well, there is a scene in Luke chapter 5, a very dramatic scene, a very humbling scene. And in this scene, the disciples, these fishermen, had gone out fishing all night. They're trying to make money to pay their taxes, and this is how they make money. So they go out in the night hours, in the watch of the night, and then they fish all through the night, and they got nothing, zip, nada, squat. And in the early morning, they come in defeated, and they're packing up, getting ready to go, clean the boat, clean off the nets. They're ready to go. And Jesus comes along, and he says, "Hey, put the boat out. and cast your nets out. And Peter, Simon Peter, says this, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. This is Peter, who had some experiences with Jesus Christ doing miraculous works. But this is also Peter with the skepticism, with the doubt, hey, come on, Jesus. We're professionals. We've done this all night. We got nothing. And now you tell me to put the nets out in the worst part of the day for fishing. It continues, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish, their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. Now watch this scene. Picture this. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. Peter had this moment of realization of just who Jesus really was. And one commentator says, Peter became undone. We would say he came to the end of himself. He was broken. It's a place where you understand that Jesus is the master, but you don't understand how it all fits. It's a place of realization that I am unworthy of his grace and mercy, and yet at the same time, totally in need of it, in need of him. You want to find your true self in Christ, you will find your true self. Because in Christ, you are forgiven. In him, Ephesians 1, 7 to 8 says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. His grace is lavished on us. He's not stingy with it. And then you want to find your true self, but you also want to be free, right? You want to be free. Well, you'll find freedom in Christ. I am free in Christ. Galatians 5:1 says, It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject to a yoke of slavery. And talking about the laws and the confinements and the do this and the thou shalt and the all of this kind of thing that holds a person down. You want to find your true self. You'll find in Christ, you will be more fulfilled than you ever thought possible. John 10:10 says, I have come, Jesus is talking, that they might have life and have it to the full. There is a fullness in life in Jesus Christ that you don't get anywhere else. You want clarity? You want to find your true self? You'll see more things. You see things more clearly in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3, 17 and 18 says, And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how deep is the love of Christ. You'll clearly see that. You'll clearly feel that. You'll clearly experience that. My friends, if you're looking to find your true self, don't stop short of finding who you really are, who you really can be in Jesus Christ. Because in Christ, I know who I am. In Christ, I know my why. In Christ, I know my purpose. In Christ, I have meaning. And in Christ, I am complete. Some out there who are listening to this right now may feel that restlessness, may feel that void, may feel there is something missing, like you're lacking something. It is a void in the pit of your stomach, and you wonder why. You wonder how to capture some sense of completeness, some sense of your true self. And I hope today you will find that completeness in the arms of Jesus Christ, your Savior. If you would like to continue listening to some more devotionals, There is a link on one of these sides here. There is a link that will take you to last week's devotional in case you missed it. And God bless you. And remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.